So I want to welcome you to the second quarter. And in a moment, I'll go ahead and bring up this, the little bit of a slideshow that I'm going to do tonight, take you through, what we are seeing. So I'm going to go ahead and share the screen. All right. And there we go. All right. And hopefully everyone can see my slide. So rather than starting with information, we would ask you a question. And that is just check in with yourself right now. And the first thing that we want you to check in with is not about your thoughts, not about your emotions, not even about, your physical comforts or maladies or anything of that nature. Just imagine taking a temperature or, for those of you who know anything about automobiles, instead of taking the dipstick in the oil of your car, imagine taking that as like a thermometer, a check into your own being, and feel the vibration, the density, the lightness, the expansiveness, the contractiveness, the sense of presence or distraction. All of those are components that make up vibration. And just take a notice of that. There's no right or wrong one. We don't approve or disapprove wherever you're at. But we invite you to be aware of vibration and the background of that, deep subtlety in your experience that exists all the time. Not necessarily the same all the time, but that exists all the time. And we do that because we want to help condition you or encourage you to use that as a measure of your placement, much more so than only your emotions, only your physical sensations, or only the thoughts that are going through your mind. So, whatever it is, we're not going to ask you for inputs now. Some of you will just remember it, others of you may have it just pass through and pass on. That's just fine. Again, no right or wrong. I just want you to notice what it is. Okay. So, for the second quarter of the year, you see there are some of the subtext we have. And of course, we have a background of the earth itself, a nice Picasso-esque representation of the mother, still bold and vibrant and very much alive and capable of supporting life, even though it is under stress. So the themes, however, for this are much more for the human population. That's all of you. And particularly those of you who are interested in the kind of overall, both vibrational, as well as, if you will, intellectual report about not only what is happening, but how you might see or gauge. And then, of course, you can see these or take these as very much themes or instructions of how you might proceed. So you see there, we say getting active, streamlined, aware, and managing your mental energy. These are all aspects or trends or patterns that the Tao has set into place for those of you who really like the overall kind of sense of forecast or the wanting to know what the landscape of the terrain, or call it more even the general weather, is going to be like. And we start off with this particular image because we think it's, and we hope it's hopeful for you. There's a big following in much of the New Age movement about creating your own reality. And we agree that you at least create your engagement with reality, and then you create outcomes and circumstances by the choices you make. But what we're emphasizing here, not but, including what we're emphasizing by this is that so much of this second year of this 25-year arc, as you march more definitively into the mature soul energy, the mature soul ethos, and create how the paradigm of the mature soul qualities as they affect humanity as a whole are going to look like. And to understand that there's still a lot of variability, there is still a great deal of personal options that some of you have more than others. Collectively, you can make more by inventing new things and having them come. So, if this offers you a sense of hopefulness in that it's variable, that has been our intent by putting this out there for you to remember. Now, we also want to acknowledge this with a little bit of humor and with a little bit of some of you will feel how you can engage the shadow pole of passion mode, and that is identification with these two images. On the left there, you see, yes, you were all eggs and you all came in on a batch, but then you kind of realize, oops. And on the right, as you got a little older, needless to say, some of your families may look like this. It's time that we hope you can find ways to begin to move beyond the alienation and the confinement that your own awarenesses and your own identities have brought you. And so when we put this, the theme for this year is about finding allies. We also, want to say that allies are maybe people that on just on the surface level, are people that you exchange with, neighbors, persons that you meet, exchanging pleasantries, or even that you may have common ground with, even if you don't have common characteristics with. So, I believe it was Susan who was asking about the overleaves again, and we're just going to refresh those for you because, again, we'll be using that as the main terminology or narrative. So, this is a warrior year. And as you know, we also talk about when we use the language of the archetypes of the roles, we talk about in the same way that we do with any of you. There is a casting to it. So, it's a sage cast warrior. And we believe many of you have already seen fairly convincingly how the biggest place that the warrior and the sage caste warrior engages is through the use of words, both hurling truth as defenses and possibly as weapons, but also the use of propaganda, the use of excuses, etc. And then, of course, the warrior energy is you feeling the need, or anyone, and many of you feeling the push to find out not only who your allies are, but where you line up in the greater scheme of things. And that's where the goal of dominance comes in. Because dominance is a goal, and we're talking now about the, if you will, the archetypal directional quality of how human being, a human being, but or in this case, the entire planet is being influence to look at the lessons. And it's very much about, who's on top and who's on bottom. And if you want to say that, in terms of control and power. Now we believe that many of you can see, obviously, that on the greater world schema, this the shenanigans and the overt warrior thrusts for domination around the globe is increasing, even in your communities. It's increasing. But what you also see more and more of is people pushing back and aligning with others to do that. Now, on the intrapersonal level, dominance will come down and it will impose upon you, where do you see yourself as having a certain degree of taking leadership, positive pole in your own life, or literally falling into and being part of, the potential for being consumed, if you will, by the energy of it and tyranny. So, pragmatism and the attitude, chief feature of impatience, much of which we'll talk about tonight. how that can be useful to many of you. Passion mode, the center of primarily the intellectual part, with the summer and the fall being very much emphasized, and going with two of the major action energies, the warrior and the dominance this year, kicking you in to just do a lot more, to be engaged a lot more. That, remember that activeness that we talked about, including activeness on streamlining. It's an ordinal scope. Ordinal scope meaning that a lot of this is about how are you realigning yourself personally? You know, how are you making clarifications within yourself to just say, okay, you know, how do I want to respond to these energies, rather than just try and back yourself out, which is quite common for the old soul, you know, who feels, you know, what we might call that spiritual senescence, or sometimes that feeling of wanting to disconnect. Now, the masculine and feminine energy, of course, has been very interesting for us to watch so far, because remember, we're not talking about male and female bodies. We are talking about literally the yin and yang energy really swirling around within each of you to try and rebalance itself. So, you know, yang energy is you trying to say, where am I going to direct myself? Where am I going to focus? Yin energy is, where am I going to relieve myself and allow myself to be variable, adaptable, not have to fixate? And then the frequency of 57, which has been actually a little lower than, a fair bit lower than the last several years, which have been very high frequencies for the most part. And what this means, of course, is that we're talking about the pace. Now, many of you can see how fast this has gone. You know, that's been true for the entire arc, really since, pardon me, since the, since COVID really started to ramp up most of your senses of perception of time passing, or time loss even. But what it also does is, what many of you intuitively measure this by internally is that sense of, all right, how have I used my energy? How have I used my time? And do I feel like I am in sync with myself, with what I want to do? Now, when you have an external frequency of a certain amount, and your own frequency is, say, higher or lower, it doesn't mean you're going to change your own external, your own internal wiring. We're not suggesting that. What we are suggesting is that you will notice that the worldly frequency around you will invite you, shove you, sometimes push you to try and adapt to it. And the real emphasis is to be able to, you know, kind of pick and choose your utilization of it. And then we talked about the needs, the three of the nine needs, as being security and acceptance and power, you know, in this order. And by the way, we're also utilizing the word power, because we realize that many of you, as Michael students, recognize power as also one of the modes. We are giving it a secondary term that we're experimenting with that we think is probably is valid, given the way that power is being used much more these days, and people identifying with the concept of dominance, power over, in other words. And we're calling power here potency. Potency. In other words, full access to your own individual potential. And whatever that looks like, because it doesn't mean one has to be a chest beating, you know, simian, demonstrating some grandeur at all. It just means that you find that place inside of yourself where your locus of central sovereignty exists. And so these needs are up for folks to feel this sense of how to establish these things. And of course, many of you are seeing, especially with the motions around fluctuating prices and insecurities, because especially here in the United States, with the incursions of greater and greater incursions against liberty and police state with ICE, many of you are feeling that need to try and batten down your own personal inner security. So we wanted to just offer this to you, both as a placement and actually to let you know these are forming. Now, these are AI generated images that we had Stephen make. And we want you to see that both males embodied and females embodied, there are more and more around the globe who are making principle, a very mature soul principle of protecting life itself, bigger than their own concerns. And we want to tell you, we offer you that as not only by way of something that you can feel assured about and hopeful for, but to know that grasping that warrior inner sub-personality, you know, many of us utilize that probably as much or more than any other channel in this teaching, even though we acknowledge thoroughly the, groundbreaking work of our channel JP Van Hool with the notion of sub-personalities. So everyone's inner warrior is being called upon to elevate a principle, to have that really dominate your intellectual, yes, in the sense of intellectual center, but also your sense of principle. And there are more and more people galvanizing around that as we speak. And when we say that to protect life, that's really a mature soul concept, because there is a lot in there. It's not just about keeping yourself alive or not seeing that everyone stays alive or every creature stays alive, but rather that the environment, and that's why we started off with the earth, like you see represented there in the middle of them, is sustained to continue life on this planet, and the availability of all of you to participate in the playground. Now, we thought we'd introduce a little humor to you and a little bit of a new symbol. The best way, one of the best ways that you can foil somebody trying to jack with your emotional center, your emotional body, is to use, defiant language. And so this is something that the sage invented to try and reverse and short circuit some of those, that tendency for very terse language, which every level of society people are using. You've noticed that the propriety, especially in the last just 2 years of language use, whether it's, in public officials or people in, let alone people all over the internet on social medias, everybody's using various forms of cursing and swear words and things of that nature, that informal representation of their emotional centers being really topped and charged. Well, one of the ways to short circuit that is to throw something in there that their mind doesn't recognize. And that's the idea of this not fuck you symbol. Everyone gets charged when somebody flips them the bird and all that. Well, here's a way to reverse it, is to remember and then to say it aloud. Nope, I don't want you having pleasure. We don't want you reproducing, and we certainly don't want you imposing yourself on someone else, because that's what, the idea of, fuck being a truly base word, but it does, represent, reproduction. So this is, we offer you this as a bit of humor and as a bit of way of, you will short people's circuits when you do it, and you will actually feel the humor yourself of knowing you did it. So it's also a way to keep yourself aware of how quickly, you can degenerate into being carried away by your own reactions. So we wanted to shift into this whole thing about dominance because many of you, as one of the things that we thought we know that some of you will ask about tonight, is the starting the diminishing qualities of the extreme loyalties that what you think of as MAGA, but really what we would say is young and baby souls who have felt like the notions that they have been taught are best represented by the flag waving propagandists. And what's happening, of course, is as those promises fall off and become more and more personalized, i.e., the ordinal year, a lot of these folks are feeling trapped and they're feeling scared, even more scared than before, but at least scared in a way that it's starting to diminish the bonds of that polarity. And that's something very useful here. Now, we wanted to describe dominance in this regard. Many of you know that the positive pole of dominance is leadership, and that negative pole is dictatorship. And the you see those struggling. Well, we're offering you a little bit of a different way of looking at it because here that may be the way that dominance operates, but how does dominance get its power? And you see that it gets its power by loyalties, real loyalties, and in the and more in the negative poles, it acquires it by oppression and forced obedience, or even if not forced obedience, obedience that comes from those who would otherwise abase themselves. Now, when we say loyalty, we have a couple of people here who are in the goal of submission, which is, of course, is dominance as pair. And so it actually has very much a quality. There's nothing that dominance wants more than the real loyalty of like the kind of energy that the positive pole of submission delivers. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, the positive pole of submission is devotion, and that is the warrior goal if you were to, of course, look up and down, on the columns of the overleaf chart. So that energy field there is being required of all of you to really say, what am I loyal to? What would I stand my ground? Where would that warrior part of me in each of you, that warrior subpersonality, really bring that to surface? And of course, it's based on love. And it's based on the love of a shared principle, not just to a person. It also represents the next piece is how much do you engage in cooperation? And we're not talking about passive, a passive acquiescence. That's more the obedience. We're talking about, a level of active engagement, and a participation with vibrationally. And vibrationally, material vibration can represent, monetary donations. Talking, sharing that vibration, uplifting each other, encouraging one another, even sharing, for want of a better term in the old speak, positive vibes out in the world, kindnesses, courtesies, a generous word, a little lightheartedness shared here and there. That can also encourage that sense of human connection, which helps build and keep these bonds of loyalty in place. But most importantly, and equally, is that more and more, as a lot of the folks who are starting to feel broken by the their MAGA elites, if you will, are having to come up against the accountabilities of making their own mistakes. And where you folks can help them is to decide to, either help bring them back into the fold or condemn them. And that's your choice. But we can tell you that, It will keep the enmity alive the more that you condemn. You can ask them to be accountable and saying, well, get on board and start contributing. Now, obedience. This is what has held MAGA together. This is what gave a lot of the epitome young souls for the last 40 years, 40 to 50 years, a lot of the footholds. And that's obedience. Now, obedience to what? Well, obedience to images, obedience to the propaganda, obedience to hierarchies, obedience to what you commonly call the American dream here in the United States. In other words, the willingness to hold these things and human status as unquestioned and then go into agreement, passive agreement, usually with them. And so loyalty versus obedience. Where within yourself have you been obedient? That is to say, unquestioning. Where have you been loyal? Which is to say, aware that you are devoting your support to. So another one of the main energies that we've been seeing so far, we'll do what some of our other channels do right now. We will say that the most active energies that we're seeing right now are the warrior, the goal of dominance, and the intellectual center. And what's going to be more present as you see it start building through the through this coming second quarter and then into the third quarter through the fall is the key feature of impatience, the choices you'll have to make, which will be then, of course, the attitude of pragmatism. And then how during this entire couple of quarters, how you're going to be balancing your masculine and feminine energies within yourself. And then, of course, you'll be able to look outside and see that how that's looking and manifest in terms of, the relationship between the sexes. And again, we'll talk about that a little bit more, but let's just bring the intellectual center here. Probably the most important thing that we can say about the intellectual center, that we really want to advise, caution, encourage, what have you, is remove stimulation as much as you can, or at least specifically overstimulation. Now, the place that it happens the most is, when you go online and you're either engaged in passive absorption of, say things like social media or, one-dimensional presentations, whether they're even if they're TV shows that you watch on your streaming services. Remember that these things, the very medium itself and the vibratory capture energy that the computer delivery system produces is a hypnotic, energy system. So when your brain is engaged in these things, or that is to say, we use the word capture quite often, is your brain is getting stimulated, your body is doing nothing, but your emotional body and your hormonal system, which is usually what gets triggered in your body for emotions, is going wild. And there's no outlet for it. So they get stuck. So to the degree to which you can unplug some, you can move away some. And we also would tell you is, and we believe we said this earlier this year when we introduced the internet, is if you're going to read, folks, pick up tangible material objects to read. Go to your books, go to your magazines, go to old newspapers, if you to the degree to which you can still find them in print. And we don't mean old like, 10 years ago. We're talking about just, picking up a newspaper at your supermarket or something and read your news that way. You'll find that the engagement of your mind, which is not your brain exactly, but it is an extension of your brain, will have a completely different relationship, and you'll be able to calibrate the frequency of reading much more naturally with who you are. And even if you're reading what you might classify as bad news or scary stuff, you'll be able to cope with it in a much more realistic and current energy way. One of the problems that many of you know about the intellectual center of the modern era that the technological realm has really impacted, primarily ever since the web became infused with business models that included much more video conferencing and the production of videos online and that sort of thing, where that passivity could increase. But then add in now AI and the fake representation of stuff. All of this is affecting your brain, and it's causing a breakdown for many people in your ability to recognize facts. And when you can't recognize facts, you can't build truth out of them. And that's something that we'll explore a little later. The biggest, we would say, with your intellectual center spanning to your higher intellectual center, that is also a very, very important evolutionary shift, not just for this year, but for years to come, is to engage in. And by the way, folks, you can look this term up. This is not our term. We adopted it because we found it so incredibly useful relative to quite congruent with our a lot of the terminologies that we have talked about. The ability to go meta, as Stephen's use of the term has been. But metacognition is the ability to use your mind to literally look at your mind and what it's thinking, and literally to get into that secondary place of self-awareness, and to at least observe it, and to possibly disengage from it. Which is one of the reasons that we were saying find ways to rest your brain, because the more you can rest your brain, you have some available energy to disconnect from your own thoughts, to see your own thoughts. And from there, you don't even need to source necessarily why they're there or what's useful. But as it says, EQ, of course, many of you know that means emotional intelligence. You can find out how much emotional charge each of these thoughts have. Because if you do, remember that emotional charge is electromagnetism. And the stronger the emotional charge, the more that they are literally pulling toward you, law of attraction. Okay? If you can at least disengage and see it and identify it, you can at least suspend. You won't be able to suspend all your emotional charge to it. But if you can identify your emotional charge to it, you actually have more potency as an individual to do the last part of what we were saying here in metacognition, and that is potentially insert a new thought. Not to pretend the other one away, not to deny its potential validity even, but to say, maybe there's more here. Or maybe those of you who are positive thinkers try and do this all the time, but you tend to end up trying to do denial of the thing that you want to combat, and that just puts you into polarity. So, in any case, these things where you can have higher tolerance for ambiguity will reduce your stress levels. And if you can reduce your stress levels, then what happens is your vibration can stay out of the middle to lower ranges. And you can actually find yourself in that quote meta place that we're talking about, which is in the higher bandwidth of the higher registries of the vitality tone scale. So, all right. We thought we would share this with you because this follows along with what we were saying. And we want you to understand, folks, humanity has been thinking on this for a while. This image, this cartoon is literally from the Oakland Tribune in 1922. And we love their term that the cartoonists use. What's in my thoughtery? Your thoughtery. You know, in the more modern New Age terminology, you guys would think of it, you know, what are your thought forms, we would say. But nonetheless, this is fun. And to the degree to which the sage energy on this can confront your own self and say, what is in your thoughtery, as it were, that might be, moving your brain at any given time, the more that you actually might be able to see and ferret out some of the things. You see a lot of there, transmitted prejudice, envy, thinking about sex, and so forth, just as a few. And even then, over 100 years ago, these are things that were relevant, even then. So checking into your thoughtery, because this is the unfortunate part of what's continuing, and that what many of you will have to confront in yourselves, but in those that you will encounter. And that is people practicing cowardice. And you recognize the fabled see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, disengagement, which is passive collusion to the existing order. So, when we offer you this, we're not ex suggesting you have to rebel or resist anything. Just disagree and speak it. Just disagree. And many of you are doing that. When you go to No King's Day tomorrow, we hope that you actually find mutually uplifting and generative energy, because warrior energy also has the power, to run the flag up the flagpole. Many of you realize that when you see our card, of the Michael Motivation cards, on the very positive pole under that, we put the fabled statement of the Olympic athlete, Cedius Altius Fortius. Higher, faster, stronger. And that is the energy that the warrior carries ultimately, is to go forward, not to fall back and fight a battle, not to foment a battle, but to rather to, move in the direction you want. And that's what you guys can really bank on and really utilize this warrior energy for. Now, in doing this, remember we said this intellectually centered year can catch you guys up a lot in your heads. And then when you get a lot in your heads, the best thing we can do, and you see it there's grass and there's bare feet. Some of you are familiar with the concept of grounding, or earthing, as it's more commonly called. And it means literally go putting your bare feet, your bare skin, in the dirt. Water can be sometimes as useful, but we actually want to encourage you to use the ground. And if you can't use the ground directly, then go out and walk in the air and as much nature as you can. And the reason for that is, again, talking about the abnormally manipulated high frequency that the computer and the techno realm energy, and then the news cycle of today, is trying to ramp up in all of you to keep you off balance as much as possible. And so, what's the alternative? Well, the alternative is what many of you all already know. And you see this graphic, it's somewhat interesting because someone, and we agree literally very much with this characterization, that if you were to talk about the chief features or the seven deadly sins as various ways of that the electronic world has made business models of exploiting you, and then you finding that you may go to any of these platforms to participate in that, well, these are pretty good. Vegging out on Netflix, literally just being disengaged, heading to Twitter now, X, which is even ramped up further as far as, combat, verbal combat and swiping. And some of these various other things, where you're on parade to each other in Facebook, LinkedIn, where everybody's trying to get ahead and show themselves as better than the other guy or gal, or look at me and all my accomplishments, et cetera, et cetera. And then needless to say, one of the biggest things that will come up in the next few years, especially when we see the scholarly year come, is but it's certainly out in the public mind, and that is the overwhelming historic suppression of human sexuality, and then coming out on the dark side as typified by the Epstein files, and also people finally coming out from underneath the illusion that that level of dominance over the population has been going on a long time, even to the extreme of that grotesque form. So get yourself grounded. It will help you get in the moment. And when you get in the moment, you'll have those levels of being able to come back to yourself. And we're telling you this proscriptively, and it even doesn't even have to be grandiose. Joe and Catherine have a wonderful garden. Many of you have gardens. Just take your shoes off and walk around in your plants. If you have a front lawn or a back lawn, go lay on it. And if you have a private one, men and women both, take your shirts off. Wear short pants. Get as much skin contact as you can. We're telling you both vibratorily as well as physiologically, these are the most healing possible things that you can do for yourself. We can probably go through this, but if you guys want to take a few moments and just read some of the humorous understandings here, and then we'll just give you our spin as we come to a close this evening. This artificial indifference on the right, first of all, if you know the cartoonist Bizarro, he always makes some wonderful points. But our point with it is that, remember, AI itself doesn't care. It has been given programming. And that programming is designed to garner your attention, capture your habits, and literally use them against you. But here's the other half of the concern that we have for you as a species, as the techno realm further incurs on this place. And that is, it is not the artificial intelligence, because in fact, most of the large language models are not there at even close to artificial general intelligence, which are all the science fiction ones like, Skynet and or the Matrix, or Vicky, and our Isaac Asimov's iRobot, and some of those kind of broad-based characters, or HAL, as it were. But rather, what we really w are concerned about is how the immediate instant gratification, and people not thinking more deeply. Like this other fellow here says, I'm concerned about the decrease in real human intelligence. And that is something that you see more and more of, as we see people becoming more passive with this. And we invite you, that's why we want you to disengage. Now, most of you here are above, 50 years old, most of you si above 60, and a whole bunch of you more than 70. And there are a few of you here who are about in your a couple in your 40s. We really, really acknowledge that many of you who are 50 and above got educated in a way that wasn't based on this particular frequency of learning. You had to engage it yourself. We're concerned, and what we really want you to encourage with your children and your grandchildren and so forth, how to engage in real human activities. And not just let them be supplanted. So be contrary to everything you're being sold. And even be contrary, as you can see here. Take your inspiration that these people inspire you to be nothing like them. There's a last thing that we just want to say, and then we'll turn it over for questions, or take start questions, and then we can take a little break. But that is a very, very, very important thing that, as the so-called manosphere, and for some of you who saw the Netflix documentary on that term, and you see this energy of the of what modern conceptual rebellion against the old style dominance patriarchal mental model. Why did it take hold? And folks, simply it took hold because many of the men who feel oppressed, rejected, and so forth are actually higher feminine energies. And there, and like Margaret Atwood said in this famous quote of hers, men might feel that, a woman will laugh at them. That's feminine energy feeling rejected, right? But in when you're talking about female bodies, and many of you who are masculine energy females, you know that as tough as you are and as clear as you are, that the average male is still probably several inches taller, at least 50 pounds more weighty, and also, sadly, legally, is going to have a lot more defenses built in for them attacking you than you defending against them. And these two clashes of realities, as this awareness really continues to boil, there's going to have to become some more dialogues, less the polarity between not just the sexes, but really, folks, between those who are of privilege and those who are not of privilege, really begin to distort this difference. Because many of you who understand this concept of the trad wife, the traditional wife, know that there are a lot of, in this country and in many Western countries, believe themselves to have a sort of privilege that is every bit is masculine, arrogantly prideful as any of these males who are asserting, these historically patriarchal notions. And to help break that, these women are going to have to come to terms with the fact that the reality of the human race is that you're the human race, and that males and females are just slightly different plumbings of containment and not different beings. So, with that, we just want to acknowledge that, a few things we'll give you as a starting place for your questions. We think that many of you will find that a lot of the domination tactics that are being used on large scale levels, whether they're governments or by individual persons or narcissists, though unfortunately not so much in companies who have a great deal of financial control, a lot of those, a lot of their success in using those tactics is running into a lot of problems. And if nothing else, what we want to offer you as hope and encouragement, remember, you still outnumber them, but it will take collective cohesive action to confront it. We see a pretty much a dichotomous split for a good number of you. Fortunately, many of you here, we would say, are finding your sense having more of a sense of self-composure in the presence of all this. Not so like last year, many of you were just over the top in martyrdom. Oh, woe is me, woe is up, we want to leave, oh, how, and so forth. And now you're finding yourself saying, no, I'm not giving up or giving in. And that's the self-control. But there's still a number of people, and not so much the, the older souls, but interestingly enough, the baby and young souls that are feeling this overwhelm, and it's starting to cause their positions to erode control and so forth. It's absolutely true. This is a fact that you don't need a channeled source to tell you. But prices are going to continue to rise in food, fuel, cooling, because you're heading into the summer. The what you pay for your medicines, and the costs of your insurances. And it's by the way, as we're saying, there's a lot of this is not going to be because there are actual shortages of anything. It's going to be because of price manipulations. Those of you on either coast are really actually going to be in more stable effect than say the center of the country, which will find themselves, or and in some of the eastern countries of the world, like in Asia, and in the eastern, like in Australia, it's really starting to have effect. On the hopeful part, there is a number of trends where groups are forming spontaneously, kind of taking root for how to interact and offer each other aid and support. You can see, of course, with the ICE deployment, things that we think that will be really frightening, and you all have the right to be afraid, but you don't have to capitulate. You don't have to be obedient. And that's the militarization within the US. And then, of course, what's happening in the Middle East is going to continue. So we just thought we would offer those. Some of those, notice, are psychological and about you as your human process. Some of those are about worldly events. And we realize that most of you are going to have your own questions, ask more relevant things about that. In any case, so we are done. We see a raised hand by someone.